Hello and welcome to the stethoscope issue. My name is Andrew.
And I'm Betsy.
Today, we're going to be talking about something. What are we talking about today?
I wanted to ask you about smoke. We have...
Like cigarette smoke or cigar smoke? Or...
No.
No.
The kind of smoke that made our 7-year-old walk out in the backyard today and say, hey, at least it smells like we're camping.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Yeah, so...
Wildfire smoke.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, health issues, health concerns associated with wildfire smoke, what can we do to... do we need to be careful? Who do we need to look out for?
Great.
That sort of thing.
Those are all fantastic questions. It's today's date is July 10th, 2021, and this is the earliest we have seen this level of wildfire smoke in our area that I can remember. And so, I mean, it follows that it will probably get worse, or we'll have even worse issues later this year. So planning ahead, thinking about what activities to avoid, those kinds of things are important. So the the long and the short of it is that this smoke affects everybody sort of differently, right? I have mild asthma, sort of exercise induced, and this is not a pleasant time for somebody like me, but somebody who has really severe asthma obviously is going to do a lot worse, and you might see them wheezing or hear them breathing audibly in ways that you wouldn't normally. So you watch for that kind of stuff in your kids. Now, for really little ones, and most people, really, this amount of wildfire smoke isn't so bad. It's when you can't see 300 feet that it is significant, right? Our visibility is still about a half mile or so, maybe a little bit further as the crow flies, but the people we need to watch out for are the folks who have pre-existing lung conditions, right? Things like COPD, previous smokers, those kind of folks. We need to look out for people who have asthma that's really severe, and that can be exercise-induced or allergic asthma. We need to watch out for anybody who's acutely ill, right? So somebody who has acute bronchitis, which is a virus. Generally, that virus, it doesn't affect us too badly. We cough for a couple weeks and it's not too big of a problem. But when you add sort of insult to injury, that bronchitis can become more significant. So those are the folks we got to watch out for.
So when you say we got to watch out for them, what do you mean by that? Like, what are we watching for?
Right. The they are the ones that are going to likely get sicker, right? They're going to have more shortness of breath. You're going to see them working harder to breathe. Like I said, you're going to hear them breathing audibly. You'll hear them wheeze. Excuse me.
Coughing a little bit. Coughing. Their throats.
Yeah. Those kinds of things. And if they have, for example, a rescue medicine that they're used to using, they're going to say, oh man, I need my inhaler.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the folks that those are the signs that something's going south. For really little kids that can't really tell us whether they have asthma or not, right? For example, a, 18-month-old. We're going to watch for specifically a few things. First, we're going to watch for increased rate of breathing. A kiddo about that age is going to breathe somewhere between 30 and 50 times a minute. And we're going to see that number go up. We're going to see increased work of breathing. And what that means is you'll see their ribs poke out when they breathe in. Sometimes you'll see the skin above their collarbones suck down when they're breathing. And that's a sign that those kids are working hard to breathe. You'll hear their breathing usually, like they'll wheeze too. And they'll even sometimes get kind of lethargic and stuff. So if you got a little one who's got a mild cold, this air is not so good for them. Watch for those signs. And they need more attention and they might actually need some breathing treatments or something like that.
Okay. As far as, so if you, So if you are at risk, are you saying, you know, maybe it's a good idea to stay inside if you can?
Yeah.
If you do have to go outside, are there any effective measures that you can take to help protect you or people who might be at risk?
Yeah. Excuse me again. You're thinking masks.
Yeah, masks or...
Bandanas or whatever.
Yeah.
So rule of thumb is that most masks aren't going to really protect you from smoke. If you have a respirator that's designed to filter out that kind of stuff, yeah, that's a great one. Use that. There are some commercially available masks that do help to some degree, like an N95 mask, for example. We've seen that throughout the last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, a few years ago when we had bad wildfire smoke, there was confusion over what kinds of masks worked, and somebody said it has to be an N95, and people were like, what? What's that? And so you had to find pictures of them, but I don't think that we have to search for pictures of those anymore now. We kind of know what those are.
We know what an N95 is. So the N95 will filter out a lot of the smoke particulate.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of it, but a lot of it. One experience I've had was on a call as an EMT. We were called to a nasty fire alarm where the smoke was filling one of the apartments. And gosh, it was the worst smelling smoke I think I've ever smelled.
It was burning?
It was clothes. Clothes were on fire in a...
Dryer or something?
No, they were on fire in a laundry basket, oddly enough.
Huh.
I have no idea how the people got them out of the dryer and into the laundry basket without realizing they were on fire, but that's how it happened. So I had to take my mask off. This was the period where we're still masking for all of our calls.
Okay.
And so I had to take my mask off to talk to the bystanders, make sure that the building was evacuated.
Why'd you have to take your mask off?
Because it was so loud. The fire alarm was so loud that nobody could hear what I was saying inside my very fancy N95 Envo mask. So anyway, took it off, and just the smell was awful as I was searching through the building. And so I was like, I'm going to put my mask back on. So threw my mask back on, smell went away completely. So basically it filters out that smoke.
Okay.
And you can kind of tell when the air tastes a little cleaner, smells a little better,
mm-hmm.
that your mask is working, right? So a bandana, probably not going to help. They say that in a pinch, wet cloths do okay, but,
right.
you know, that's also called waterboarding. So you want to maybe...
But still in a pinch, like if you're escaping a burning building.
Yes, if you're escaping a burning building, yes.
Go for the waterboarding over the smoke inhalation.
Terrible.
Oh, goodness. So you mentioned watching out for specific symptoms
mm-hmm.
In at-risk populations. Is this the sort of thing that you would suggest, you know, maybe texting your doctor about if you have a question, or just run it by them? Like,
that is a great idea. Yes. Actually, I think if you have a concern... you know, say you're a parent and, you know, your son or daughter has asthma.
Mm-hmm.
You look outside, it's pretty hazy. You say, hey, doc, is this weather that we should avoid?
Yeah.
Should we stay inside?
Or like if you have a kid, you know, doing a summer camp, playing lacrosse
yeah.
or soccer or something yeah. like that, like, should we be?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think it's a great idea to talk with your medical provider
mm-hmm.
about that. It's, in some cases, it's very easy to do that. In some cases it's a little more difficult, but it's worth a call if you're not sure.
Okay.
But again, if you're seeing some of those symptoms, you know, as soon as your kids step outside, another one I didn't mention is coughing. If your kids are all of a sudden like
yeah.
coughing a lot when it's hazy outside, you know, their lungs are sensitive to that level of irritation. And, you know, that's a sign that if you keep pushing through that level of irritation, it's probably going to get worse.
Okay.
So, gotta be careful with that kind of stuff. But certainly, call your medical professional. If I'm your medical professional, please call me. I'd be glad to walk you through it and give you whatever advice we can. But also, if you're looking at your asthma medicine and it's expired, you might want to call us.
Or you're running low and you maybe make sure you have a refill on hand because the summer's looking like you'll need it more. Yeah. I think that's probably it for now. But if any of our listeners have any questions that you want to hear Andrew address here, just shoot us a message via Instagram and we will get that on the docket and try to address it as quickly as possible, especially if it's a time-sensitive thing like the smoke that we're facing right now.
Yeah, we'd be glad to address whatever questions you've got and actually would love to interact about those kinds of things in the future.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.